great that we're doing that. I think that's important, and God blesses that. I think that's what we would ought to do. But if you were on someone's prayer list, wouldn't it be encouragement to find out that there was a church praying for you? I don't know. I was just sitting over here thinking. I just sat for a minute. I thought, man, I wonder if someone tomorrow would just email Ed and just say, hey, I just want to let you know we're praying for you, we love you, and we want to be an encouragement to you. Anyone volunteer? I'll email him. All right, Amy, thank you. Anyone want to send Brother Bredo a card over at Faith Baptist Church and say, I just want to let you know your friends at Walker Bob Baptist Church love you, we're praying for you, we prayed for you, and if there's anything we can do, let us know. Mrs. Huber, thank you. We're going to need Jake White's information. I don't know how we can get it, but if you can get that to me, maybe we could just send him a Get Well Soon card. Yeah, or just text me and we'll get a card. Scott Pauley's surgery is next Tuesday. Wouldn't it be bad to send him a card a week from today and say, hey, hope you feel better, we're praying for you. Wouldn't it be nice to get good mail? Like, we're praying for these people, but wouldn't it be a blessing for them to know that we're praying for them? So, next Wednesday, I need someone to send Scott Pauley a card. Say, what's his address? Megan's address, right? So, if you need that address. So, can someone send him a card next week? Anybody like that? Miss Wilcox? Awesome. So, you can get that address from there. All right. You're going to need extra ink in your pen. Tim Quackenbush. If you write his name twice, you're out. You're going to need at least two pens. But we can... If you want to just get him a little card and say, hey, our church is praying for you, and give it to Bobby Garrett. Can someone do that? All right. Mrs. Wilson, thank you. What are your thoughts about Michelle and Mark?
I would love for them making cards. I would get their address.
Yeah. Can you do that? All right. Mrs. Kay, can you take care of Michelle? Michelle and Mark. Awesome. Thank you. We need to lift up Roger in our prayers when he goes to talk to his grandma. So you let us know when that is. I'm going to send prayer lists out, and if you need someone to go with you or something like that, we're in. Okay. How about a card to Mrs. Grider? Anybody do that? All right, Miss Colopy, do you have her address? It should be in the directory. All right. And then we're just going to keep praying for Mrs. Faulkner. All right? So let's do that this week. Okay? So if you signed up for that, get that. If you need to get me an address, let's do that. And just let people know that we're praying for them. Okay? Exodus chapter 20 tonight. Exodus chapter 20. Have to do something about that. Does anybody hear that? We can't get around it. Watch. Say, can you do that? Of course we can do this. All right, Exodus chapter 20 tonight. Say, why are you down here? Because there's no creaking down here. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Where are we? We're in Exodus 20. We're reading the Ten Commandments, right? This is commandment number what? 2. Verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Those are pretty strong words. He says, don't worship anybody else. I want it all. I want your worship, he says. There's a lot of different ways we can worship the Lord. We can worship the Lord through prayer. We can worship the Lord through offerings. We can worship the Lord through praise. We can worship the Lord in just being honest and humbling ourselves before Him. Say, where do you see that? Matthew chapter 2, we have kings and wise men that travel and they worship a child. What does that do? What does that mean? That means these wise kings or wise men get down before a child. What did they do? They simply humbled themselves. Those are ways that we can worship. I want you to look at Psalm 99. True worship. Because we worship a worthy God to be worshipped. Psalm 99. Psalm 99, look at verse 5. Psalm 99 and verse 5 says, "Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at His footstool, for He is holy." We worship a God that is worthy of worship. Why? Because He's holy. There's nothing that can compare to the holiness of God. I understand we read in Peter where it says, "Be holy, for I am holy." Because God is holy, He desires that we also would be holy. But the holiness of God is unlike anything we've ever experienced, seen. He is completely absent from all that is evil. Nothing we know is like that. Nothing we know is even comparable. God is worthy of our worship because He is the holy God. If we look at Psalm 29, look at verse 2. I like these kind of lessons here where we just look at a lot of verses about God. And maybe all the points don't rhyme or don't have the same meter or beat or whatever. I understand that. But there's some things that we just look at in Scripture and go, "God, You're just really good and great," and there's no other words to put into it. In Psalm 29 and verse 2, "Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." See, we see His holiness, and then it demands our worship, the glory that is due His name. If I asked you what you deserved, "Oh man, what do I deserve? I do deserve hell." You ask a teenager what they deserve. The world. Handed to them on a silver platter. But when we get up in years and we start seeing the truth of the Scriptures and the Word of God and see who I am and who God is, "Oh, I know what I deserve." And when I look at God and what He deserves glory due His name. Our mouth ought to praise Him, ought to glorify God. There's nothing in this life that says God's no good. Even the hardest of situations, God is still good in them. I'm telling you, I was on the phone for a good long time this past week dealing with a situation completely separate from here. And at the beginning of the week, last week, it looked awful. It was a tough situation. The church was split on it. The devil was using it to cause divisions. So a bunch of guys in that church just took to praying and just, "God, we want this place to be a place that glorifies You." And God turned the whole thing around, and now they're moving in a good direction. How is that possible? Because God is glory worth His name. And there were some people that just said, "I know this looks like a mess, but what's left, we just want to worship You." And God says, "I can bless that. I'm happy with that." Hey, in my life, you know what He wants? In your life, you know what He wants? Regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation, He wants worship, and He wants all of us to glorify Him. Say, "He's not worth it. He is only one worth it." He is a God worthy to be worshipped. As we look at Psalm 134. Psalm 134 and verse 1. "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord." which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. What does he call us? Hey, if we want to worship the Lord, we better take on a role. The role of a servant. Because servants cater to the master. And God is pleased. You know what? How kind is God? He doesn't call us servants. He calls us friends. But he wants us to serve him. He wants us to serve him. He wants us to glorify him. It says, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. How is it that I can possibly be a blessing to God? Isn't that what it says? Bless ye the Lord. Hey, how many times does God bless me? And we think that's the relationship, right? When I go out with my kids and we go into the the gas station shop store. What is that called? Convenience store. Thank you, man. My kids are walking in and they're getting drinks and putting it on the counter and looking to me. They don't even think that they somehow should buy my drink. They're not like, hey, Dad, you know what? You've been buying gas for us for a long time. Let me get this tank. I'm going to fill it up for you today. Hey, do you want that sandwich? Which drink would you like, Dad? No. And that's how we're with the Lord. Bless me. And God says, hey, there's a way that you can bless me. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his servants, by serving him, worshiping him, glorifying him. And he's blessed. Say, where do I do that? Well, look at Psalm 122 in verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hey, this is a great place to worship the Lord. We design songs. Songs have been chosen. Tonight we sang 165 on purpose. Oh, worship the King. Why? Because this is what we're talking about tonight. Brother Rice, a lot of times, will come to me, hey, what do you got for tonight? What are we talking about tonight? Why? Because he wants this to complement this and bring it all together. Because we came here to worship God. So we open up this little blue book with some 500 songs, and we lift up our voices as best as we can and praise the Lord together. That's a good place to start. That's a good place to start worshiping. And then, you know, you get some of those songs inside your heart, and you just take them right out the door with you. And you can worship him everywhere you go. Look at Isaiah 37. Isaiah 37. In verse 1, and it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. Look at, and Hezekiah, in verse 14, and Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up unto the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. He just took his burden and his care and the thing that was so heavy on his heart, and he just laid it out on the altar of God and said, God, and what does he say? We have his prayer. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, and then he reads it. Hey, you got something heavy on your heart? Just bring it. Just lay it right out on the altar here. How many times at school do we have people just show up? Can I just go pray? That happens a few times a year. Hey, if you showed up here and said, is it okay if I just use the sanctuary? I just want to take this and just spread it before the Lord. Hey, our worship and prayer is a refuge in difficult times. Hezekiah was dealing with something heavy. You know what he did? He took it and turned it into worship. He just spread it out before God, humbled himself, and said, here, God, this is your situation. If we could do that more in our life of bringing our burdens and making it God's problem, I wonder how that would change. I wonder what that would do to us. I wonder what that would do to the circumstance. I wonder how that would change us if we took our burdens and our difficulties and our trials and tribulations and somehow God turned it into worship. So how do I do that? Mrs. Faulkner touched on it a little bit tonight. Psalm chapter 5. Just a couple more verses tonight. Psalm chapter 5 and verse 7. Psalm 5, 7. But as for me, I will come into the house in the multitude of thy mercy. Is that true? Yes. Did we not wake up this morning to find that his mercies are new yet again? We did, didn't we? He's faithful and true. And look, as we look at Psalm 5, 7. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. So how do I worship the Lord like that? I want to worship God where he's truly worshiped. You better get humble. You better take yourself down a notch. You better lower yourself. You better present your problem or your circumstance or situation to the Lord and honestly say, God, this is yours. You do with it whatever you want. We're humble. What does it say? We're fearful. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. You think it's like afraid? Like he's afraid of something? No, he's not afraid. He's reverentially believing in God. I fear what you can do, therefore I worship. I fear what may become if I choose a wrong path and a sinful path, therefore I worship. It's a humble attitude. It's a fearful attitude. Can we find Habakkuk quick? Are we good? Habakkuk? If you have a Schofield Bible, it's 957. If you're not there, just listen. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 20. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him, he says. No, God, I got something to tell you. Quiet. Quiet down. I would like some silence in my holy temple. How about we approach the Lord humbly, fearfully? Let all the earth keep silence before him. Hey, there's a time to praise him, but let's be careful that we not make God our shopping list. That we truly worship him. That we truly glorify him. Go back to Exodus chapter 20. Oh, worship the King. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Don't do that. So what should I do? You ought to worship the King. You ought to worship him and glorify him through prayer and offerings and praise and just being honest with him, because he's a holy God. And he is due glory. And that begins with us taking on the role of the servant in the house of the Lord, even in difficult times. Humbly, fearfully, with a great amount of humility, worshiping God. Let's all stand. Glad you're in church tonight. I'm glad you came. Pray for our friends up by the lake. A little bit of water up there. They're closing down streets and things. You okay up there, Brother Garrett? Your house underwater or no? No. All right, good. Not yet. All right. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. God, thank you for who you are. Lord, help us to see that. Help us to see who you are, and God, that it would affect our day-to-day, our conversation with you, our approach to you, our worship of you. Lord, help us. May our lives bless you and glorify you. Lord, we love you and we want to do that. Lord, help us. Lord, watch over us as we travel home. Keep us safe. Bring us back safely soon. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.